Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Being widowed is something none of us ever wants to think about, but with 55 being the average age of widowhood in this country, we all need some kind of a financial plan. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Every couple should have a will, a trust if necessary, power of attorney, and health care directives discussed, drawn up, and signed. Then, if the unexpected happens, a surviving spouse will know where to go, who to talk to, and what decisions need to be made. And in the case of many families today, the surviving spouse may be assuming an often unfamiliar role, managing the family finances. If you're recently widowed, it's most important that you may not have any rash financial decision. Don't do it. Take time out for the first month or so, then put together a trusted team of advisors made up of an attorney, accountant, trust officer, and insurance agent. If you're recently widowed, many of your assets will still be in the name of your late spouse. So make sure you retitle the ownership on all important documents. Make a list of who you want to name as beneficiaries in your will. Be sure there are no gaps in your health, life, and long-term care insurance coverage. Contact your spouse's employer for any benefits owed to you, such as pension income, life and health insurance coverage, and be sure to contact your own employer to see what new benefits are available to you. And finally, be sure to contact the Social Security Administration. A widow is entitled to half of her late husband's benefits as long as she doesn't remarry before the age of 60. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.